Oh, Cecil, just look at the judge. My, isn't he fat?
Fat men are supposed to be good-natured, I hope.
Goodness, he does look like he's angry about something.
I wonder, should I smile at him?
Oh, yes, Cecil, be polite. It won't hurt. And don't forget to look sad.
I don't know whether I can look sad or not, but I can look scared without the least effort.
I know it. Now, don't bother, Cecil.
Oh, how can I help it? This is the first time I've ever been put in jail.
Well, you haven't been put in jail yet.
No, but I'm beginning to feel the hot breath of the cell on the back of my neck.
Cecil, look. The judge is looking over the names on the book.
Oh, I hope I'm not first. Oh, I hope I'm not.
Don't worry, Cecil. You won't be first.
Cecil Shortridge.
Sally, he called my name.
Oh, goodness. Well, don't answer, Cecil. Maybe he'll forget it.
Is Cecil Shortridge in the room?
Yes, sir. That's me. Sally, he motioned me to come up there.
Well, go ahead. I'll be with you.
No, you sit here, please, Sally.
I will not.
Let go of my hand.
You better hurry.
Oh, all right. Come on. But you keep still. I'll do the talking. You'll gum the whole works.
Oh, I won't say anything. Much.
Now, Sally, you gotta not say anything. Please, now.
I'm just going to help you. Look sad, Cecil.
Shh, Sally. Did you call my name, sir?
Yes. Are you Cecil Shortridge?
Yes, sir.
Who's the girl? Is that your wife?
No, sir. She's just a friend.
Oh, Judge, you're so funny.
Sally, keep still.
What did she say?
Nothing. She just sneezed. She's got a cold.
Well, I thought you looked kind of young to be married. However, the court is no place to bring your girlfriend's young man.
No, sir. I mean, yes, sir.
Make up your mind, Cecil.
What did she say?
Why, she didn't say anything, sir. You see, she sort of talks to herself.
Ouch! Cecil, you kicked me.
What's this all about? Did you kick the young lady?
No, sir.
Cecil, you did, too, right on the chin. Ouch!
Sally, hush. I didn't mean to.
Young man, if you have to kick your girls, the courtroom is not the place to bring him to do it.
No, sir.
You mean yes, sir, Cecil?
Yes, sir.
I thought your name was Cecil.
Yes, sir, it is.
That's not what she called you.
Yes, sir, that's what she called me.
I'm not deaf. She called you something else. Come now, what's your right name?
It is Cecil, sir. Cross my heart, it is, honest.
Young lady, what is your friend's name?
Cecil Shortridge.
Now, young man, which one is really yours?
They're both mine, sir.
I see. You have an alias. This isn't helping you any.
Your Honor. That's my name.
Cecil, we're not getting along so good. Ouch! Cecil, don't.
I'm going to have to ask you to stop kicking this young lady under the desk.
He didn't, sir. He kicked me under the knee.
I was you see...
Well, you needn't. Now, young man, what is your name?
Honest, it's Cecil. That's what she said.
That is not what she said.
Yes, sir. She lisps.
Oh, she lisps, huh? Young lady, do you lisp?
Yes, sir.
Is his name Cecil? And was that what you said?
Yes, sir.
What is your name?
Sally Smith.
Her name's Sally Smith.
All right. Let me see now. You're booked here for speeding, driving on the wrong side of the road, and five other charges. Do you plead guilty?
Yes.
No.
Keep still. Yes, sir. It's right.
Do you realize that the fine is $45 or 10 days in jail?
10 days? Goodness, I thought it was five.
Yes, sir. I thought it might be that.
Before passing a sentence, I want to ask you a few questions.
Oh, Mr. Judge, could I ask you a personal question?
You may not.
Thanks.
But, Your Honor, this is the first time I ever broke the law.
You mean it was the first time you were ever caught?
Yes, sir.
He means no, sir.
Miss Smith, you seem to be a very nicely dressed girl. How does it happen that you associate with anyone who dresses with such disreputable-looking clothes as this young man?
Oh, well, you see, it's like this. He's very poor, and I feel very sorry for him.
Why, are those all the clothes that he has?
Yes, sir. He hasn't any home either and no money.
What's this you're saying?
Sally, keep quiet. What's the matter with you?
What did you tell her to keep quiet for?
Well, because he's Well, he's just proud. That's it.
Haven't you any other clothes but those things that you have on?
Well, I, you see...
No, but... sir, he hasn't a thing.
Then what are you doing owning a car? Tell me that.
Oh, Judge, you say the funniest things.
And there's no excuse for having such a dirty face.
But, Judge, he hasn't any soap and no money to buy it with.
Young lady, are you trying to play upon my sympathies?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. But really, if I were a judge, I'd let him go. I wouldn't fine him or make him go to jail.
As yet, I have been able to form my own opinions. Now, you plead guilty to all 7 charges?
Yes, sir. But I didn't mean to. I'll be careful after this.
Suppose that you had killed someone. What good would it do to say you're sorry?
But he didn't kill anyone.
I'm sorry. I'll have to ask you to keep still. Don't you see what my duty is?
Yes, to let him go.
Sally, please hush up. Yes, sir, but I'm very careful.
Do you call driving on the wrong side of the street and speeding being careful?
No, sir.
Have you anything to say for yourself?
Yes, sir. If you'll just let me go this time, I promise I won't ever drive over 20 miles an hour again.
You say that all the clothes that you have, what you have on, what I would advise you to do is sell that car and buy yourself a decent suit and some soap to wash your face.
But you see, no one would buy his car. It's an old, old car, second hand.
Oh, is that so? It's a good car. You don't have to ride in it, Sally, anymore.
And you might not either. I might decide to take the car away from you.
Oh, no, please. I'll pay the fine.
With what? I thought you didn't have any money.
Well, if you'll just trust me, I'll pay you, but don't take Ben-Hur.
Who is Ben-Hur?
That's the name of the car.
I thought I asked you to remain quiet.
Can't you remember?
Oh, gosh, Your Honor. I won't speed again.
You wouldn't take a car away from a poor young man with old rags on and no money, would you? That would be mean. Oh, mister, you're not that hard-hearted.
No, I wouldn't find the young man. If those clothes he has on were really all he had.
Well, they are, poor Cecil.
Young lady, I saw you both sitting out there when I came in this morning.
Yes, sir. We'd been waiting half an hour. We were early.
And I recognized this young man when he came up here to the stand. You're Cecil Shortridge, are you not? And if I remember rightly, I've seen you in John Smith's music store over on Boston Street. You worked there. I've seen you. You waited on me.
Oh, so, well...
Well, yes, sir.
And now what I'd like to know is, where is the masquerade party? And if there is one, you should take first prize. I know better than to believe the story you told me. Now maybe you'll tell me what this all means, for I haven't any more time to waste.